clinical case. The next patient is Edward Morgan. The last name is M-O-R-G-A-N. Clinical case of an 85-year-old white male that has CKD stage 4. This CKD is related to nephrosclerosis that has been going on for a long time period. They have a retroperitoneal ultrasound. The patient has evidence of hyperechogenicity in the kidneys. He has, as contributory factors, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and type 2 diabetes. All of these factors have been under control. The patient has a history of a bladder cancer and BPH, and recently was admitted to the hospital because acute urinary retention. A Foley catheter was passed. The patient was in the hospital receiving antibiotic therapy for the UTI for about 3 days. The catheter was removed, and the patient is doing very well. He comes here, and the kidney function remains the same. Comprehensive metabolic profile that was performed on February 28, 2022 shows a creatinine of 2.3 and a GFR that is estimated at 24 mL per liter, which is similar to the prior determination. There is no evidence of proteinuria, no activity in the urinary sediment. Number two, anemia related to CKD. The patient is asymptomatic. Number three, the patient has a history of bladder cancer that was removed by the urologist in Lakeland, and he was treated with BCG. My advice is to go back to the urologist and let him know about the acute urinary retention. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, cardiomyopathy, status for AICD. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, the patient has anemia that was recently evaluated with colonoscopy and by gastroenterology, it is negative. The anemia is related to CKD. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months. The patient is going up to Kentucky for a while, we instructed him to call if any problem comes up. A paragraph, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the admission to a hospital in the face-to-face 15 minutes, documentation 7 minutes.